Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to r/true off my chest, an amazing subreddit where anonymous Reddit users post their deepest, darkest secrets. My 19-year-old sister is getting married to her high school teacher. My younger sister is getting married to her 36-year-old high school teacher in a few days, and everyone seems okay with it. She graduated a year ago and they told us they were dating almost immediately after the graduation. I was shocked and angry, but everyone around me was happy and supportive of them. The teacher divorced his wife 2 years ago and started paying attention to my sister. He spoke to her after class regularly and paid special attention to her studies. I thought this was weird and talked to my sister about this, but she told me he was helping her because she was the best student of her class, which she was. A few months ago, only a few months into dating, they announced that they were engaged. I tried talking to my parents about their age difference and stuff, but they didn't want to hear it. I talked to my sister, and she told me she's happy and that she loves him. We live in a small town with a tight-knit community, and everyone else is supporting their marriage. I'm feeling useless right now, and I'm angry at myself. I was unable to protect my sister. I feel like I failed my duties as an older sibling. I hate everyone around me. How do they not see what's going on here? Now, the amazing thing about this post is that that was posted on Reddit 11 months ago, but just 4 days ago, we got an update. I wanted to share an update on my sister's situation, since it's been a year and the situation has changed significantly in a positive way. Since the marriage a year ago, I've made it a point to talk to my sister regularly on the phone that I gave her. A few weeks in, her husband started pushing her to be in a traditional wife role, which created a wedge between her and her friends. But I made sure to keep in touch and to visit her once every month. Her husband did not like that, but he tolerated it to keep up appearances. To deal with my frustrations, I joined a gym and started working out. Luckily, my boss at my job turned out to be a great lady who listened to me and gave me a lot of support and advice. She told me I could call her when I needed help and became my mentor and an older sister I could lean on, while also paying me well. Some months into the marriage, her husband managed to domesticate her completely. She stopped going out almost entirely and had very little independence, and he tried to start separating my sister from me. However, as I kept a good and consistent relationship with her, he wasn't able to do it. A couple of months ago, he started hinting to my sister about wanting kids, but I kept repeating to my sister that she should not have children until a few years into marriage. Last month, he told her directly that he wanted children, and my sister told him that she wanted to wait. He started pressuring her to get her contraceptive implant removed. So, last week, I went back home to talk to him. I always try to be polite to him whenever I visit their home, so that he doesn't have any ammo to try to separate us. During conversation, I brought up that he was pressuring my sister to get her contraceptive implant removed. It escalated into an argument with him saying that he had a right to have children with his wife. When I didn't back down, he got frustrated and took a swing at me, which didn't connect properly. I didn't hesitate in punching him back in his face. He fell backwards and started howling in pain. I wanted to do that since this whole ordeal started, and it was satisfying. I think him hitting me was my sister's wake-up call. He called the cops and told them that I assaulted him. Fortunately, I made sure to record everything whenever I visited their home. I use my Apple Watch for this, and it's a great tool for stealthy audio recording. I called my boss and told her about what happened, and she promised to send a lawyer just in case. When the cops arrived, my sister took my side, which surprised her husband. With me being a woman and with the recording, the cops also took my side. The lawyer arrived after that, and I told her husband that I was taking my sister with me. He tried to protest, but the lawyer warned him that I would press charges if he stopped my sister from leaving. He reluctantly let her go, and she's been staying with me for the last week. My parents were furious when they found out that my sister left her husband. They did not seem to care that he hit me, probably because I stopped talking to them. I am still talking to my sister about what she wants to do, and will probably start divorce proceedings in a few days. Her husband and my parents have been trying to call and get her to come back, but I've made sure that she doesn't talk to them without me present. Throughout the whole thing, my boss has been super helpful and has been giving my sister advice about what she could do next. I know that I'm super lucky that my sister managed to wake up so soon and that I've had support from people like my boss. Throughout the whole of last year, I was worried about how my sister was going to end up. But I am elated now. And there we go, guys. To be honest, I can't really quite believe that this got as far as it did. Now, obviously, the outcome is positive, but I just don't see how it got there in the first place. How was OP the only one to see these clear warning signs when they were going on? It shouldn't have taken this long for everyone else to realize just what was going on and how weird and creepy and just downright, I don't know, manipulative it all was. Thankfully, OP was the one that stepped in and made his sister and everyone else eventually aware of the terrible things that were happening here, but the fact that it took so long is incredibly worrying. I will say, your sister is very lucky to have a sibling like you, and also a big shout out to your boss for helping as well. Your parents being furious is actually mind-blowing. Thank the Lord that you stepped in and did something. Now for our next true off my chest post. I could have ruined a relationship 10 years ago. So, in high school, I was in my first relationship. He was my first everything, and I would say I was in love with him even for years after our relationship ended. We broke up when I was 18 and he was 20. Shortly after, he started dating a girl who is now his wife. One night, close to the end of my senior year, I was at a party and I needed a ride home. I couldn't drive for obvious reasons. And the only person I felt I could trust to get me home safe was him. So, I called him and he came and he took me home. I guess I confessed how messed up I was about the breakup and him moving on so quickly. Like the years we were together meant nothing to him. Like the pieces of me I gave to him were worthless in his eyes. He didn't say much, just walked me to my door and made sure I got inside safe. He texted me to make sure I drank Gatorade and had a leave ready for me to take when I woke up. 2 days later, he called. He said what I confessed was eating him up and he wanted to see me. He wanted to meet up at a place that was special to us and talk. The place I lost my virginity to him. I immediately said yes, so we made the plans. The day of though, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that to his SO. I cancelled and told him I couldn't break someone else the way I've been broken. He understood and we never spoke again. Now for years I regretted it. I always wondered what if. One day he sent me a message, thanking me for saying all I said to him and for refusing to see him. He said I forced him to grow up and learn how to treat people who loved him and love them right in return. 2 days later, he was engaged. I locked myself in my room for 2 days and cried. When the 2 days were over, I felt a weight lifted off my shoulders. I felt free of him, of my want for what I imagined life with him would be. I am now married to a man who adores me and have a beautiful daughter and another on the way. I'm happy, I'm successful, and I'm loved beyond my wildest dreams. And I'd like to think I'd have none of this if I decided to hurt another woman. I made the right choice, and I have no regrets. And there we go. See, some stories on here can be quite positive, let's be fair. I thought this one wasn't going to end well, but thankfully it did, and it seems that for pretty much everyone involved in this story, OP, your ex, your ex's now wife, and your now husband and family, OP, it's just the best outcome. So yeah, overall, good stuff. A positive true off my chest. My brother keeps stealing my lingerie, and I don't know what to do. For some context, I am an 18-year-old woman, and I have two younger brothers, Jake, who is 15, and Henry, who is 7. My mum is in Berlin right now on a trip, so I am babysitting the two for this week. It pretty much started this morning during the morning routine. I wake up at 5:30, have my breakfast and such, then I wake the boys up at 6 so they can have their breakfast before they go to school, and before I head off to college myself. However, this morning was different. I went into Jake's room to find my lacy bra right next to his bed. Shocked, I obviously confront him, saying, "Why the heck is my bra in your room?" To which he meekly replied, it was put in my washing. I know for a fact that it hadn't just been put in his washing, as one, I do the washing, and two, I did not put this item in the wash as it's somewhat fragile. After he left for school, I did some more investigating, and I found several pairs of my bras, underwear, and even some socks. I have no idea what to do. I messaged my mum to ask what the heck this was about and to tell him off, but all she had to say was along the lines of, boys will be boys, and how he's at that age, if you get what I mean. And if I had a problem with it, I should just buy him a dirty magazine. What? I told her several times to consider how I feel in this scenario, that my younger brother is stealing my lingerie and such to do who knows what to. She basically, though, stuck up for him entirely and even blamed me for it. And I don't think I can convince her otherwise. I just don't know what to do or to feel. Am I making this a bigger deal than what it is? Am I overreacting? What the heck do I do? Okay, look, I do understand the phrase boys will be boys in general, right? But there's a limit, isn't there? I get it, it's a tough age growing up. You know, you're learning about lots of different things, let's just say that, and understanding yourself, I get it. But surely at this point you say, okay, we get this as, well, you know, from your mum's point of view, I get this, son, but you can't just go around stealing your older daughter's bra. Like, that isn't actually allowed. Yeah, it's a tough time for you, working things out. No worries, here for you and all that, but there are limits to it and you can't do that. Surely that's the thing to say. Not, oh, just buy him a dirty magazine instead and that will stop him. And even blaming your eldest daughter for it. That is just a little bit insane. How about this? Take all your mum's underwear and all her bras and stuff, give that to your brother, and then see how your mum likes it. That is the solution.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. I told my boyfriend it was his fault his son was in critical condition. Yes, I'm a heartless female dog, apparently. My grandma died on April the 26th. She was my best friend. She's the first real loss I've experienced. I am shattered about it. On April the 29th, my boyfriend's son was in a major car wreck. He and his friend were drinking and his friend got behind the wheel and drove. Thankfully, they hurt nobody but themselves, but his son's best friend died and his son was in critical condition, as any parent can imagine. My boyfriend was very stressed about it. In the middle of me grieving, I'm doing all I can to be there for my boyfriend. I spent the first 2 days at the hospital being supportive of him. I went home on the third day to take care of our house, do laundry, clean up, take care of the dogs, so my boyfriend didn't have to worry about it. I came back to the hospital to deliver dinner to my boyfriend. I wasn't going to stay because I still had to do laundry before going to work the following day. I dropped off dinner and my boyfriend says, oh, you didn't have to bring dinner, I already ate. I was slightly annoyed because I just wasted gas and I wasn't planning on staying. Thoughtlessly, I said, well, I wouldn't have come if I'd known. I realized my mistake immediately and apologized, but my boyfriend yelled at me in front of his entire family to leave and called me a dumb female dog. I left without argument because I knew it was wrong of me to say that. So today I'm home finishing laundry, etc., and my boyfriend comes home to take a shower. We get into a huge argument because I couldn't stand how he was talking to me. My grandma just died, and instead of me grieving, I'm trying to put all that to the side and be selfless and split time at the hospital and take care of things at home so my boyfriend doesn't have to worry when he gets to leave the hospital. Apparently, it wasn't good enough for my boyfriend. He insulted me and called me a dumb, fat female dog, told me I'm selfish, told me nobody cares about your grandma or your feelings, nobody cares that she died. Obviously, you're alone because you don't have a support system. Where are all your friends? To add, I moved from Alabama to Colorado and have struggled with keeping friends. The majority of my support system is in Alabama. It's a point of pain for me. Aside from that, but I do struggle with my weight due to medical issues. I'm really not that big. I could lose 40 pounds and be back to my expected BMI. Anyway, so at this point I saw red and shouted, you raised your son to think drinking and driving was okay, and now his best friend killed himself and put your son in a critical condition. You're dad of the year. Now I knew that was screwed up, but I can't take it back. I'm just so fed up with the insults. I'm fed up with how he's acted since she died, before his son got in a wreck, and I'm sick of him acting like my grieving was no big deal. Neither of our pains are comparable or invalid. Aside from that, but he is acting like I'm the bad guy for not staying at the hospital 24/7 like him. I was trying to do normal adult things so he didn't have to, when I'd rather lay in bed for eternity. I'm the jerk here, but I don't care. I'm fed up with my pain and sadness being ignored. Yeah, I think you gotta leave, OP. Sorry, I mean, I could go wishy-washy on this and talk about the actual story in of itself, but for me, it's pretty clear you just got to get out of there. You two don't get along, and that's because he's just not a nice person and is quite selfish. Don't get me wrong, a horrible spot that he's in, of course. However, He is completely undermining everything that you've gone through. And maybe it's harsh, but there is merit to what you're saying, right? It was your boyfriend's son and his son's friend's fault that they got into this situation. Whereas I don't think it was your grandma's fault that she died. That, you know what? I'd probably rescind that comment, but I can understand why you've said that in the heat of the moment, because it does actually make literal factual sense. Of course, it doesn't remove from the fact that, yes, you're both grieving in your own ways. And you said it yourself, you know, one person's grievance doesn't undermine the others and they're not comparable, etc. But still, you're being nice here, he's being horrible. Moral of the story, I think you gotta go. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/true off my chest. Really hope you enjoyed it. A subreddit that I don't cover that much, but you know what? Maybe I should. If you want to see more of it, drop a like on this episode and comment down below. Also, follow, subscribe, hit whatever button you can see on whatever platform you're on, and that will give you a notification when I next post. All right, see you on the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.